tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Here we go, people. The good old Heart of Dixie theme song. Aww. Welcome back, you guys, to another, really the final Heart of Dixie season finale episode. Make sure you're following us on Twitter and YouTube. Click that like button for AfterBuzz TV and keep up with the conversation with us because we're going to be talking all night about Heart of Dixie. So make sure you hashtag ABTVHOD. And where can they keep up with you, Tara?
Oh, you can catch me on Twitter at TJ wagging her tail. I'm like wagging my tail in the seat right now.
And I'll be at Southern underscore Whip. But most exciting tonight is we have a special guest in the house, a.k.a. Shelby from Bluebell.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome, Laura Bell Bundy. And where can they keep up with the conversation with you?
I had to think about it. If you want to talk to me on Twitter, I'm at Laura Bell Bundy. Instagram, Laura Bell Bundy. Facebook, Laura Bell Bundy. It's pretty much Laura Bell Bundy.
Pretty much Laura Bell Bundy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to dig right on into the season finale titled Bluebell.
Bluebell.
And what a good little bow they put around this season finale.
Everything wrapped all up all nice.
So The big event that's going on is Lemon's engagement party this time.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about all that and what was going down there. What'd you think about this?
You know,
every time there's an event in Bluebell, and this was Lemon's engagement party.
The event was fantastic. What threw me and everyone else was Lemon's calmness. Like,
right?
The flowers aren't great. That's okay, because LaVon is wonderful. I mean, it was such a change for her, and it's so refreshing to see, especially when she was like, all that doesn't matter. All the other stuff before was a problem, but now I'm marrying the right person, so who cares? The rest doesn't matter. It was just so sweet. And LaVon was so happy.
Until, you know,
he revealed that it really wasn't a proposal. It wasn't his proposal, you know. But
I think he had to say it, too, though. You couldn't have gone on forever.
I think he could have waited a week.
waited a week. There was too much other stuff going on.
I think this is what he should have done. He should have planned his own proposal, reproposed, and when he was doing it, said, just so you know, that other proposal wasn't from me, but
this one's real.
This one's real.
Right.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
And or not even say that. Just do the other proposal and say, you're so great to me, you get two.
Yeah. And here's another diamond.
Right. How about that?
Because I messed up.
For real. The Lemon kind of.
But it was kind of like, you're going to do this at the party when they're saying, you know, come on, bad timing. But it is a TV show, so of course, you know, you have to kind of have it there. And it was, the whole thing was hysterical.
Well, I love
comedy
that.
Of errors.
Oh, yes, it was. Mm-hmm. And I love that Lemon was so happy with her family. Now she's got you in her life, Shelby in her life, and Brick, and he
made
was trying to make
difference.
It special. I know.
Yeah,
she's
well,
finally, like,
she wasn't okay with it for very long. She was kind of sour about it, you know, because she's the Lemon.
I see that. Yeah, I see a correlation. I like that.
But, you know, Shelby won her over with her kindness and her gift.
Absolutely.
For her prize for her talent show.
Exactly. That was perfect. So I was like, that's the
money.
Way
I just bought her.
Just gave her that
restaurant. I just needed to buy her.
And she's good.
And she's good now. She's good with me now.
That works in Bluebell, too. Just buy her.
Just buy her, you know?
Oh, how funny. Well, Lemon, I think the funny thing about this was Zoe and Wade, because obviously that proposal was meant for Wade, which he knows about. He was bitter. He was like, come on, can't you be honest and say it? But I love that she's like, I just don't want to step on her thunder. She's like afraid of the old Lemon wrath, but also trying to be that semi-friend, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They're very interesting, and I'm glad it's kind of come full circle. A bridesmaid in the wedding?
I couldn't believe she asked for to be the bridesmaid in the wedding. I was like, she really is feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a completely new Lemon. Mm-hmm. But I loved it. I was like, oh, this will be really cute. But everybody in the town was a bridesmaid. But that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of people in the town.
Right,
so, you know.
Very true.
Yeah.
Like we talked about, it's kind of all wrapping up here. Like, Wade and Zoe were maybe the cutest. I was writing down notes. I was like, ugh.
to die for. Can we all just date a Wade?
Oh, but, I know.
But they only showed him without a shirt one time. Like, I was going to say that.
Like, I had a little tally over in the corner as I was writing notes, and I only have one here.
It was the beginning.
Right. Good way to start. Beginning. Couldn't eat a damn carb during the whole
For real?
Time. I mean, I'm sure. Well, I mean, I'm he sure. did, but, yeah. you know. Those he just guys, has good metabolism.
They got it easy, huh?
I mean, I was like, wow, can we get two? Can he, like, as she's running to the delivery room, just throw it open? Like, something. But it's okay. It's okay. I accept it.
They were super cute, though. He was just so totally in love with her. Yeah, and so just, great. It was finally, like, calm. They're happy. Mm-hmm. They're having a baby. You know, it was really, honestly, a great season finale, I think. Because it really did wrap every single storyline up.
Everything. But it left just a little bit, just in case it comes back, they've like trinkled in these new characters.
Another love triangle.
Another love triangle. You know, you have a new doctor, new bartender, new attorney.
So basically Zoe, Wade, and George.
There you go.
Exactly.
You could start it all over again.
This time two girls instead of two guys.
Which makes it interesting too.
I don't think we need to start it over again like that. I'd rather see the same characters, you know. Of course.
Right.
But, okay, so what else happened in this one? Because there was so much stuff. Rose is going to Columbia.
Yes.
Super cute.
And I've always loved the Zoe-Rose relationship. They're like sisters, you know, the big sister. And it's funny because now I feel like Zoe really rubbed off on her. And it's like, go out there. Go figure out what you're going to do. Now she's going to go to New York and get out of this small town life and experience things for herself.
So she's, they're role reversing.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I think Rose taught, I've always said this, like Rose taught Zoe a lot too. Like she always like, she had that little bit of calmness. I love how she described Zoe, you know, you're a great person and you're willing to go just a little bit crazy for love. But that like groundedness sometimes came strictly from Rose. Like it came from Rose and LaVon. Those were her two like grounding pieces. So to see Rose grow up and imagine her in New York with her New York shoes, I was like, this great. You gave her the New York pumps.
They were cute too.
Yeah. Weren't they?
Very cute.
I thought they were probably cute. Yeah, super cute. So Rose's, she's got her thing going. Mm-hmm. The one that was a little bit questioning this time was George and Annabeth. I was a little bit concerned because what's happening? She's like, I've left for men before. I'm not going to do that. And he just assumed, I think, that she was going to move to Nashville.
I don't know. She's going to move to Nashville.
She's totally moving to Nashville.
I think they implied that she's moving to Nashville. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, she just needed to hear that he loved her, you know, or that they said, we'll figure it out. It wasn't about, I don't think his intention was to
take her away from Bluebell.
Yeah, that wasn't what he was thinking. Right. It was just that we would be together. Like, I think some girls would be like, if a guy said, you know, they've got nursing schools in Nashville, like, oh, you want me to move with you? Right. Like, amazing. You know, so I think maybe he was a little surprised at her reaction.
I was a little surprised at her reaction.
I kind of liked it because I think she should. I think she needs to know and feel confident that this is a new relationship in general. I still didn't know if this one was going to work out, but obviously, you know, everybody got together with whoever's left in the town. So,
to me, you know, it's funny because you see, obviously, you love Zoe and Wade. That felt right, like, from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, the connection, and maybe it's just the actors in the connection, but George and Annabeth connection felt like the most real one George had had.
Right. Yes.
Very much so.
So, you know, more than that with Zoe, more than that with Lemon, more than that with Tansy, which, of course, I loved him and Tansy. I love Marseille Monroe. She's hysterical. So, I mean, I just had, like, I just liked her and thought she's hysterical, so I wanted them together, you know, just to see more of her. But it felt like the most genuine kind of a connection for me.
Yeah. Even, I would agree with that.
Even in the fighting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
It seemed the most real. Mm-hmm. Like, for George to have a relationship, Annabeth.
It felt like the right one.
They're a match.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I was not Team Gab in the beginning. You know I was not. Like, I was totally protesting George and AB, like, all season long. But now I'm like, okay. I feel like, just like I feel as if Lemon has really fallen in the pocket with LaVon, I was not Team LL either. Like, I have to change everything. I have to track everything I said all season. Everybody was but me. But just like Lemon fell into LaVon's arms, like when she came into the engagement party, I feel the same thing about George and AB. So I felt their realness. I almost thought they were too calm in the beginning. I felt like it was like a friendship almost. But then when she says to him, you know, come in the house and take your clothes off, I feel that spark.
Oh, yeah,
I got it.
Totally. I love that.
It. They've got the chemistry.
That was a good moment.
I got it.
That was cute.
Yeah.
It is a little weird, though. I mean, if you think about it, it's like my best. I mean, shoot. Annabeth dated LaVon. I actually liked them together.
I did, too.
Annabeth
love
and
them
LaVon.
Together.
And then the fact that, like, Lemon loved him, and then Anna Beth ended up with him, and now Lemon's with him, and now Anna Beth is with George. I mean, yeah. It's like, Jesus, I'm so glad I just came in and hooked up with Brick. And
got the doctor. Pretty much,
actually, no, I was with George, but it didn't work out very well. So,
That is so
I thought
funny.
At some point, who else are they going to put me with, you know? But they always kept it Brick.
Which I like a lot. I like that relationship.
Now, y'all don't know this because they didn't show it.
Uh-oh.
But
ooh,
Shelby had a ring on her finger in the last scene.
So they didn't inside do a scoop.
They didn't, and I didn't have my hand up. And in that very last scene where they were singing, you know, yes, and then the baby's there and they're all there at the table, uh-huh, I had a ring on, and I also had a ring on at the wedding.
Shut up. He put a ring on it.
Brick and Shelby.
Now, I don't know if they're married or just engaged, because I think it was just the diamond itself. Right. But very in the last moment, I said to Lila, do we get married or not? And she's like, get a ring. You know, we put a ring on it.
Oh, how funny.
But nobody, it's like an inside scoop. So the only
That's
people that
good.
Know is AfterBuzz TV people.
How about that? Yeah.
That Shelby had a...
I love
got
it.
Got a ring on it. That's what I was about to say. Break out of Beyonce. Some ring on it.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Thank you. Wow. No, I love that.
Yeah.
See, so, it was even a bigger bow than I thought.
I'm wondering what other things there were there that weren't, like, we didn't do close-ups of or were like... The last week, like, reveals that, you know, weren't actually in the script.
Yeah.
But that was one of them.
Well, and then they were talking about, like, the older love triangle that happened before these guys with whoever, who was it, Sheriff or something like that? Somebody.
Three people Wade talked about in the
prequel.
Yeah. Oh, prequel and sequel.
There you go.
They're ready.
Setting it up.
Funny. But obviously they all came together for the biggest event of the night. Zoe had her little boy, TBD, Hart Kinsella. I was like, oh, no. So no name baby.
At first it confused me because I was like, TBD, is that like some New York fashion name? Like, it took me a second to go, oh, to
Travis
be determined. Yeah.
Something. Barrett. David
Hart Kinsella.
There we go. It took me a second. I was like, okay, Tara, good, you know, pick it up.
Well, I love that the whole town came out for that. I mean, after Lemon and Annabeth, they're all drunk, you know, at the bar because they're complaining about their men.
Mm-hmm.
But they came and they actually, like, watched them get married in a hospital bed. I didn't expect that, actually. I expected they were going to have the kid, but I didn't know that. I thought Lemon and LaVon were going to get married and not Wayne and Zoe just yet.
And I loved it. I love how she was like, I want to get married now.
Where's the rabbi? Her water broke on Lemon shoes, of all things.
That was my favorite thing that happened the whole episode.
For real, though.
Was that the water broke on her shoes. I thought that was hysterical.
Especially after Lemon's like, and he didn't even propose. He took y'all's proposal. And it's like, talk about stepping on thunder.
Yeah. And then she was like, when they left and went to the hospital, she's like, I need someone's shoes. And I was like, what happened? I was a little slow. I was like, what happened to our shoes? Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah,
Zoe's
Lemon's
water
shoes.
Broke
I
on
actually
them.
Didn't realize that either until just now. That's pretty sad. I got to get it together.
All right.
Yeah, but how cute was that? I actually loved it, except her hair. Whew, that hairstyle that Tansy did.
Oh, my God.
I was like...
Okay, so I wasn't in that scene. And a little backstory is I was supposed to be, but I couldn't be because of my other show. In the time, right? So, I didn't know that was the way her hair looked. And I thought, they can't be serious. She's got to take that down. That cannot be her last look.
That's what I'm saying.
That was
and it.
It
wasn't her last look, fortunately, but... Still, God, the wedding pictures alone.
I know. The worst. I mean, really, though.
It looked like
put the veil in. It was a beehive.
It was totally a beehive.
And it was really bad.
They're in Alabama or Texas. No offense to Texas. I'm from Georgia. I can talk about the South. But I'm just saying, I thought it was like, this is Texas big. You know, like,
it was bad.
That was 1960s Texas big.
Texas big pageant hair.
It was bad.
Oh, that was like...
And you got Wade in a tie and her hair beehive with the little veil that barely...
It was hysterical.
It was so bad.
And her mom just wanted to be like, what? I love how her mom was like, huh? Well, Tom, you're giving me, you know, like,
motion sickness.
Hurry up.
Tom's a funny one to watch, though, because his facials are so... Like, he was literally, like, bawling his eyes out when this was happening. Yeah. They're just so funny. I mean, it's kind of cool to see everybody come together. But I want to talk about the last scene because it was such a big, like, show and dance.
Yeah.
How long did that take?
Well, a couple of days, actually.
Say.
Because, you know, each person had a vignette. So you had, like, the people at the bar had their own vignette. Right. And then you had, like... you know, the the Breland family that had their vignette. Who else had a vignette?
I was working with Baby Ethel real quick.
Well, there was two Baby Ethels.
Okay, see, another inside scoop there.
One was a girl and one was a boy.
Oh, are they twins?
No.
Oh.
Well, see, we the baby that ended up being used the most, his name was Loyal. He was really cute. So that close-up look, it was a back a few episodes where Annabeth was like, that baby, the baby in the last scene. Uh-huh. His name was Royal, and he was really good. We figured out it because the thing is, if they see their mom right away and they're taken away from their mom, they're like,
right.
But if they're like already playing with you and mom just kind of scoots away, then,
that totally makes sense.
He definitely felt comfortable with me towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be horrified when he grows up.
Horrified when he sees himself in a bonnet and a pink dress.
Baby Ethel.
How horrible.
I know, it's so sad.
Or he's going to grow up and be dressed in drag.
That's true, and he's going to be living it.
He's going to be living it.
It all started.
I knew it when I was 6 months. I knew it.
When I was on Bluebell as Baby Ethel.
They saw it before I even knew it.
He was precious.
But anyway, really, so the dance took a long time.
Dance took... we learned the dance, which is pretty quick for certain people to learn.
Right.
The choreographer was my friend, Brooke Ingen, who is actually in Cooter County with me. One of the twins.
That's funny.
She was a choreographer for all of the episodes in A Heart of Dixie last few years. So she did my fever number. She did the cabaret number. Ooh. She did the striptease stuff with the guys. Anytime there was choreography,
she had done it.
And so she did this big number, and she put it together, and it took her a long time to come up with the logistics of everything and all of the people and the formations in the town square. So the town square thing took, like, an entire day.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. I mean, all of that. And in that last scene, crew was allowed to be in it. All the writers were in it. Lila, the creator of the show, was in it.
Oh, I love that.
David Paymer was in it. The stand-ins were in there.
That's awesome.
I mean, it was really fun. And what you missed is, and I'm sure they have outtakes, is you see a little bit of Wade and George in there, like,
kid and play moment.
It was like a total breakdancing thing. They got like the head writer in, and it was like this whole thing. And here was the funny thing is I had those chicken cutlet boob things on.
Those are the worst.
Because I had a backless dress, right? So I had those sticky boob things, and it was really hot, and I was sweating, and I'm dancing around. All of a sudden, I feel my...
Oh, like, no.
And I have a boob down here.
Oh, yes.
Just, like, in my waist. And I'm like, this is not good. And the cameras are rolling, and I'm kind of, like, trying to adjust.
That is amazing.
Oh, it was so fun. And then also, they had the dancing in the party, too. Didn't end up being in the finale, but some of the dancing in the engagement party kind of to that music too. But they ended up using it before, so yeah, it took for
and
it took
everyone
a,
was
it
singing
took a long time. And oh yeah, we all
that
went in. We
thing.
All went in and pre-recorded. So I sang, and every single person sang, and then they mixed it all together, and then they had these moments where it was just our voices.
Right.
Singing in the little vignettes that we did.
So every single person can sing on the show. I didn't know what I thought. I mean,
people can have pretty good voices on the show. There's
right.
a lot of like really fairly decent singers.
I mean,
like
even
Brandi Burkhardt
and
Caitlin are great voices.
George, doesn't he? Doesn't
yes.
Scott Porter.
Yes. Scott Porter.
Yes. Before.
Yeah.
But then I didn't expect Rachel Bilson or the... LaVon, what's his name?
Crest.
Yeah. Yes, Crest.
Crest was the voice that everybody was like, wait for it. Sounds like Nat King Cole.
Oh, I
like,
love it.
He just sounded, he had this like smooth, velvety, like, damn.
Right?
And Jamie doesn't have a bad voice either.
Yeah.
I mean, people have pretty decent voices on the show.
That was surprising.
Which is why I think Lila loved, she loves musicals and she loves music. So, you know, any chances she got, there were people singing on the show.
And no, it really felt like a musical at the end. I was
it
like,
was great.
It was fun.
And she was, it was just like, it really went into a musical. It was like a flash mob finale.
I was dancing and singing by the end. I was.
It was such a cute.
Isn't it a great song?
It was a great song.
Is it really kind of emotional? Yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm.
When I first heard it, they sent it to all of us in one email. All the cast, which I'm totally keeping that email and stalking everyone.
Right. Watch out.
But I got the track, and I was on an airplane, and I just decided to listen to it because I had to learn it to go sing it. And I just found myself going, just like sobbing. It was just so emotional for me. And I was like, why am I – this song is so good and so touching. Mm-hmm. But it was also how much I loved – that family of people that I got to work with, and I loved playing Shelby. I basically based Shelby on my mom.
Okay, I read that on Twitter, and I want to talk about this. I want to start, how did you get the role, Shelby?
Right. This is actually a great story.
Okay.
Because this is a story for anybody who's watching that's an actor, that literally anything can happen. So I came in and I auditioned for a part, the part where the girl was like, I hate Wade, and she was singing at Wade's ex-girlfriend.
Lillian,
uh-huh. Right. So I auditioned for that part, and I made up some song, and got a call back and had a producer session, and I thought it went fairly well. And then I left, and the next day I get a call that was like, well, you didn't get that part, but they really, really like you, and they have this other part coming up that has two episodes. And not just one, and they, you know, was someone that dates George Tucker, and and they liked the way that you did that part, and, you know, because they went in kind of like a hippie direction for Lillian, right, and I was playing it all big and everything. And so they were like, we would like Dolly Parton for this one.
Love it.
So they had me come on and do these two episodes. Well, the first episode was like me looking in the dress and having the date and like having the scene where Brick sits down. And I could tell that in that moment, I was really jiving with Tim Matheson. Like, we were definitely, we were also kind of improvising some things. We were having a good time.
Yeah.
And I think writers went, like, note to self. Mm-hmm. And then the second episode was the one where George was trying to break up with me, and I wouldn't let him break up with me because I just kept talking and talking and talking and talking. And it reminded me of my mother so much, where, like, she won't hear. She just will not hear you if you're saying something she doesn't want to hear.
Right.
Like, if you're going to give her bad news, or you need to tell her to stop doing blah, 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 blah. I love your curtains, and they look fantastic. And I can't believe you didn't tell me about so-and-so. You were not going to believe that thing.
Right.
And I'm like, this is my mother. So I just, it was the second episode where it clicked for me, where I was like, Shelby is Lorna. Lorna Bell Bundy. Okay.
Oh,
that's my mother's name. Shelby is Lorna Bell Bundy. And I am going to totally emulate her. And it was that clicked, that I think they were like, okay, we need to bring her back.
Yeah.
So then they brought me back and they had me start dating Brick. Well, that only two episode arc turned into 12 episodes that year.
Fantastic.
So it wasn't supposed to be any more than two.
I love that, though.
Love it.
Because Shelby was such a fun character in general.
Totally.
I tried to channel her in this bright get-up.
Oh, I did, too.
Got
love that necklace.
Jewels.
Yeah.
But seriously, she's just so fun and just, like, you know, brings it light. She makes it light. Just shopping and doing this, you know? And it was fun to watch because, I mean, shoot, you did not stop talking, you know?
Right. Well, the funny thing is so my mom is kind of like a tornado when she walks in and she's just talking. It's got a lot of energy, and my mom loves to shop. And
I love it. And
you know, everything is just wonderful and big and blah. And I started to notice that, like, even the stage directions for her walking in would say, Shelby walks in like a tornado. And I'm like, oh my God, they're really starting to get it. They're like really getting. And it was just this, it was weird. And then my mom came to set, and the customer came over and met my mom, and my mom goes, oh my God, you're not going to believe this. So Laura gave me a gift certificate for Christmas, and I went and got this necklace, and it would look like something like this. And she was like, and I just loved it. And then I was watching the show, and Shelby had the same necklace on that I went and got.
It's literally, that's amazing. Now, I do have to ask, since you're from Kentucky, how hard was it to channel that accent?
Oh, my God, no,
right back.
It's nothing, right?
It was just so easy.
It's down deep in there. In fact, I have more fun when I get to play different versions of family members. It's just the best. And I would say this is more and a more extreme version of my mom by far, but you just take little hints.
Right.
Yeah.
That you get.
Oh, how perfect.
Although I say extreme, if you met her, you might be like, right on.
Right on. That's hilarious. Well, overall, I mean, I think this was just a great season. I thought it was an awesome finale. Mm-hmm. We don't know if it's coming back or not. We're kind of in.
I'm getting, you know, I think we acted as if, like, it could be the end.
Right.
I think they wrote it like a happily ever after is how you would want. Mm-hmm. But you really never know. I mean, I think they should do, like, a 2-hour Heart of Dixie movie.
Oh, mm-hmm. I would love that.
You know? Well, like 5 years from now.
That would be
perfect.
You know,
or something. Yeah. I don't know what
happens.
Bring
everybody
but
back.
It would be the way to get everybody back. But, you know, either that or it's like, you know, it begins and everybody wakes up and they realize it was all just a dream.
Oh, the Dallas Bobby story. Like, always use
There's
that
There's a
one.
Hurricane in Bluebell. It's a hurricane and the whole town is destroyed. And we all have to rebuild from scratch.
I love it.
I love it.
Let's hope for that. It. Let's hope that that's what happens with Heart of Dixie because it's such a lighthearted, fun show. And it's been a great season.
I know. It's nothing like it. Honestly, nothing like it on television. Yeah. And I don't know if you ever watched the Andy Griffith Show.
Yes.
But this is so much like, it's like a Mayberry, a modern day Mayberry in color with like a woman instead.
Mm-hmm. And happy people. And it's just, and like they say at the end, I don't think any other small town's like this. There are similarities that you find, but it is a special little town, that Bluebell.
That Bluebell.
Awesome season tonight. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh,
we can't wait to
pleasure.
See if Shelby comes back with Heart of Dixie. If that happens, we're fingers crossed.
I know.
So again, where can they find you to keep up with what's going on in your life?
They can find me at the bar. At Laurabel Bundy on Twitter, Laurabel Bundy on Facebook, Laurabel Bundy on Instagram, and the bell does not have an E at the end. It's just B-E-L-L.
She is a bell, though. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. Southern Belle.
I'm Laura Bluebell Bundy.
And on that note, I love it. Where can they find you, Tara?
T.E.J. Wagging Her Tail on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook, Tara Johnson.
And y'all can find me at Southern_Wit on Instagram and Twitter and ChasingCountry.com. Thanks so much. That was an awesome season finale.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.